When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. Lori and Julia show, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. And tomorrow, on the road again, Ellen J. are on the road again. It's another Santa Project stop, represented, of course, by Chris Lindahl Real Estate. So if you can, bring a toy or gift to Envision Distinctive Eyewear in the North Loop. We will be there tomorrow from 3 until 6. Of course, we'll get all those wonderful gifts and toys to the Ronald McDonald House Charities in time for the holiday. So tomorrow at Envision on Washington Avenue in the North Loop, we'll be there.
I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to see the whole Salt collection. All right, let's give away our Cat Perkins tickets. We're going to make you work hard. Okay, this is the Rock the Holidays with Cat Perkins on Friday, December 21st at the Parkway. There's just one show. So, and that's next to the old Pepito's, which is now Burrito Mercado, El Burrito Mercado now. Right. So here is the voice, and let's play it.
Yeah, it was like the week before. I was like, oh gosh, I'm 50. And then I was like, what happened to the 40s? And then my friends were like, let's have a party. Let's do something. And then I was like,
oh boy, Donnie, that's a hard one. 651-641-1071. Okay, so Donnie will be doing that, taking your calls. We did, there was some kind of in some incredible news that was in the Star Tribune today. Just yesterday, I was just like, where have Colin Colbert's reviews been in the Star Tribune? Because I saw
Chris Hewitt,
had reviewed The Favorite on Friday. And then I thought, oh, I hope everything is okay with him. You know, and that, because I know one time he took he got like in a bicycle accident or something.
Yes.
Anyway, the Star Tribune is reporting that he had to resign because, and they're alerting wire service and syndicates that some of his reviews, he was using other people's sentences, otherwise known as plagiarism.
Yep.
Anyway, he's apologized.
He's resigned.
He worked at the paper 30 years. We loved reading his reviews. But he used, they identified like 9 reviews that contained what they call unique phrases from everywhere from the New York Times to Paste Magazine and Vulture.com and Wall Street Journal and The Hollywood Reporter. So, but the last one, he for a movie, November 1st, Can You Ever Forgive Me? He plagiarized a line from
a review of Call Me By Your Name the previous year.
So that got called to the attention. So anyway, so I'm fully expecting Chris Hewitt to now be the full-time person over at the Star Tribune after leaving, you know, the Pioneer Press. So anyway, so that's the little news thing that's going on. And I think Holly told us earlier that the Golden Globes are taking a page from the Screen Actor Guild Awards and the Emmys and maybe, well, for sure the Oscars, but having a lifetime achievement. So they're going to name it the Carol Burnett Award. She's going to be the first one to get it.
Yeah.
I do too. So that is, she was so great in the green room when she got her Lifetime Achievement Awards.
For the Screen Actor Guild.
She was just gracious and amazing and
personable and funny and self-deprecating and just, she is a gem.
And even though she maybe has told some of these stories,
yes,
she doesn't, she doesn't make it. It feels like it's fresh the first time. That's how you know when, like, her Lucille Ball story about Lucille Ball dying on the same day that she did, and she got she always got flowers from Lucy. Have a great birthday, kiddo, and she always called her kiddo. You know, she's told some of these stories over the years, but it didn't feel like she was telling anything like she told a million times. She was very engaged, is what I found her to be, and authentic, and that's what we want.
We do not have a winner.
We don't. No, nobody knows who that is.
Well, okay.
Okay, fifth caller, 651-641.
Can I play it again?
No, let's play.
Okay.
Is in our GMA audio, is that identified?
Is that, wait a minute.
Does she say her name?
Does who say her name?
The person whose audio we have from GMA.
Let's see.
Or does she just start talking about her BFF? That she's in a movie.
Going there
with.
Now. Oh, there it is. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donnie, just answer the phone.
Okay.
It's right there right now and give those tickets away.
No, they hung up.
Yeah, I can't even handle this. Now they are the lighting up. Take the very first person that called that line one. Give it for once to line one.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Did you know?
How many times would you be mad if you called and you're the first one?
Yeah,
you're
like,
you're the fifth.
Yeah.
Let's give it to the first winner. That person.
Just the first person who calls in.
The first person that's on line one right now.
Fine. Okay, even though they don't know the voice.
I don't care.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
You don't care. All right, first person who called in who did not know the name of the person we played. You're the winner.
You're the winner. You're line one.
Hello?
Hi. You're line one. How do you feel about finally line one wins?
I'm winning.
Okay, you're going to Cap Perkins, Donnie. Who was that voice that no one knew?
I'm surprised you didn't know the voice of the man that you once ran into at a hotel and asked a stupid question.
Keanu Reeves?
Yes, ma'am. Keanu Reeves. That's who that was.
It doesn't matter. What's your name, hot stuff?
Molly.
Molly, you're going to Cap Perkins on Friday, December 21st. So stay on the line, Donnie. I'll get your information.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Now line 2, 3, and 5 are cursing me because they knew that it was you know who, but I felt real like fairy godmother going with line one because line one
I
never
it.
Say it.
Yes, I love it.
How
I
have we
it.
Gotten into such a rut?
I don't know.
Do you get the info, Donnie, from her?
I will.
Okay, will you start our next cut for us? Yeah. Okay, so Leah Remini.
Oh, yeah, she was on this morning.
Yeah, Milo was on promoting second act with Seth Meyers and just being darling. He also stopped by and saw the Access Hollywood girls. But Leah Remini was just darling on GMA. Let's play the ABC.
She really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to work with friend, you know, like a friend that you actually really respect. And she was so loving and she let me do things to her. Not, you know, don't think... You guys, you really get your minds out of the gutter. Like, I was, like, slapping her, and she, like, you see that, like, her real reaction in the movie, right? Like, I didn't tell her I was going to slap her in the
seat. There's a lot of improv.
Oh,
yeah.
And she went with it, and she was so loving and supportive, and do your thing, Lee, and I was doing my thing, and it was just an amazing time. We had a great time making this movie.
Oh. And she, you know how she met
How did J-Lo? They meet?
Through Leah Remini was friends with Mark Anthony.
Oh, she was.
Yeah. And
How's
he
that?
Introduced her when he and Jennifer Lopez were just friends.
Right.
Before
they got even married.
Yeah,
or
long
ben
before
or
they
anything.
Were married and long before Ben. So he introduced her years ago. And she said she was kind of nervous about meeting her. And it was like well over 20 years ago. And she said to her husband, she said, I wonder if she's going to be one of these people who's even better looking in person.
And
she can't be that flawless. And she's like, and then I see her and I was like, oh my God, she is that.
She is that
No, her
flawless.
Husband Mario said to her, I think that's his name. She is that flawless. And
right.
I was like, what?
Oh,
and then she
possible?
Told George and the gang, that's the last time my husband and I had sex. And it was, she was just very funny for 8:30.
She was
AM
great.
TV. She was, and then I watched, and you know, this is really her first big screen movie.
Leah Remini. Yeah.
And Milo Ventimiglia said that he was cast because he met Jennifer at the NBC upfronts for Shades of Blue.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Isn't that funny?
She specifically
Asked for him.
She's executive producing second act, and it does look like a dumb rom-com, but it looks like the kind of dumb rom-com that we like. And she wanted him to play her husband, the baseball coach. I don't know if he's high school or junior, a high school baseball coach, working, you know, class husband. And she's like, he said she requested me, and we just kind of got to be buddies from doing a couple years of the upfronts on NBC. So anyway, I thought that was kind of cute. And then the aftermath, I watched this morning, last week's episode, which is about Scientology having tax exempt status.
Oh my gosh, Lori, it's so good.
I forget if it's Doris Kearns Goodwin that said this, but supposedly two of the things that President Clinton regrets besides Monica Lewinsky was don't ask, don't tell. Yep. He signed that policy, and also giving tax exempt status to the Church of Scientology.
But what they showed is how specific the Church of Scientology was for years
targeting,
going after and targeting people who work for the IRS with harassment.
And FBI, and they were FBI. Just, they had this whole noisy, what they call a noisy. They spent millions and millions of dollars to basically harass the IRS and different
people that would be in charge of helping make this decision and making it get to the president. Right.
And that they presented the cause.
Yep.
And so Leah Remini is trying to get that undone.
Well, it's
and
beat.
It should be.
Yes.
And so that was the one I think you had seen, but it was really,
it's powerful.
It's very powerful.
If you don't watch the Scientology in the Aftermath, it really is powerful television.
Yeah. But I did think, I don't know where I remember that like President Clinton, it might have been something that he said in his books, because every president has stuff that they regret or that they are proud of, whatever. But those were two of his things.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that he ever has acknowledged that Monica Lewinsky was a bad idea too.
But was a good one.
Yeah, but he said
it was a bad idea.
It was.
It's a really bad idea.
Granting the cult of Scientology tax exempt status was definitely one of them. Anyway, she was very colorful, and
she's passionate.
Yeah, she is. And then when we come back, we've got Holly going to bring us some fresh dirt, and then of course it's the study of Dud today, people.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Okay, Holly Hollywood, give us some fresh dirt, would you?
Yes. Well, unfortunately, we have to start today's Dirt Alert with a notable obituary, and that would be of Floyd Parton. He's Dolly Parton's brother, and he has passed away just at the age of 61. He passed away in Tennessee, and like his sister Dolly, Floyd was involved in the music industry. He was a songwriter and a composer. His most famous songs were Rockin' Years, which was recorded by Dolly Parton, and Ricky Van Shelton, and Nickels and Dimes, which was also recorded by Dolly Parton, and then later by George Burns.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad for Dolly's family.
I know it is.
Big family.
It is big family. He's survived by his siblings and their spouses, several nieces and nephews, and great nieces and nephews. Of course, yes, Dolly Parton coming from a big, big family. He passed away in Tennessee. Just at the age of 61.
That's young.
Mm-hmm. That is young. All right, moving on. Katie Cassidy, star of the CW show Arrow. She got married over the weekend.
And many of our other favorite CW shows. Yeah, She's been on many CW shows and ABC Family.
And the daughter of David Cassidy.
Yes, the daughter of David Cassidy, Katie Cassidy, star of the CW. How about we say
Arrow,
she's a star on Arrow right now. She got married over the weekend to her longtime partner, Matthew Rogers. On Saturday, they got married near Key West, Florida. She looked stunning. She wore a French lace gown that took 330 hours to create in two parts. She had the train attached to a separate long sleeve ivory bridal coat. Of course, this probably coming to us from our people of lace and silk organza.
It's beautiful.
Which we featured, so you can go and check it out on her Instagram account.
It looks so much like Aaron Rodgers that Julia went on a Google Foo Master mission to find out if they were related, but they're not. They might be cousins.
He's not, but he is a football player. He was a broadcaster. I mean, he looks so much like Aaron Rodgers.
Donnie, post that photo tomorrow of Kate. It's on People. I mean, the resort looks like she got married at the resort in Isla Mirada. down in the Keys where they filmed that movie with the TV series with Bloodlines.
Yes.
Oh,
that
yeah,
resort.
Keys,
yes.
She tagged the photo Sunset Key.
Key.
And so wherever Sunset Key is where she got married.
Absolutely beautiful.
So warm.
I checked out that.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Warm. It did look warm.
I did check out that resort where they filmed that. Mm-hmm. Isla Mirada, and it's like, you know, $1,200 a night.
Is it really?
You know, yeah.
That's the vacation that you go on in your mind.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're right. Or on Instagram.
Exactly. Clint Eastwood at the premiere of his new movie, The Mule, in Los Angeles last night, and he was pictured for the first time with all 8 of his children. The reason I say the first time is because he was photographed with his quote-unquote secret daughter, Lori, who was there.
Is this the daughter that he had, like, with the flight attendant or somebody he didn't acknowledge?
Yes, yes, exactly. Now, Clint's people were not responding to the Daily Mail's request for clarification. However,
I guess she's not a secret daughter anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Morgan Eastwood, who is Clint's youngest child, she's 22 years old. She put up a photograph on Instagram with the caption, "So rare for all 8 Eastwood siblings to be in one room." So that's pretty much a confirmation right there.
And they're like, how old is Clint? 85?
He's 88.
He is 88. Oh, my gosh.
Well, his mom lived to be so old, and he used to take her to the Oscars all the time.
I just saw him in the Iger Sanction. Casey got me watching that with George Kennedy, and they went rock climbing up a thing. But he was, like, only in his 40s. He was so hot.
He was so unbelievably hot in the 70s.
Yeah.
Dirty Harry Callahan.
Donnie, you're laughing about the Iger Sanction?
Yes.
No, I'm not. It's a really good movie. I like that movie.
Casey's like, you got to watch this. And I'll stop and watch anything with him except for the chimpanzee.
Any Which Way But Loose?
Yeah, I didn't like those.
Oh, that's a little bit too much for you.
Well.
Followed by Any Which Way You Can.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, not to be outdone with that.
Well, good for the family for saying, hey, Dad's 88. Let's all be together.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Now, also, Clint Eastwood's first wife, Maggie Johnson, was on the red carpet, as well as Clint's current girlfriend, Christina Sandera.
You know what? And he should have stuck with Maggie. She looks like a million bucks.
She does look like...
And they look better together. And notice Maggie's standing right next to him. I bet sometimes he wishes that. Women have cost him a lot of time and money.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, who was the woman that he was with who had the reality show?
The Hawaiian lady.
The former news anchor, Dina.
Dina from L.A.
But they were together for like 15 years.
Yeah, they were. He had a daughter with her.
That reality show broke up their marriage.
Yep. When the daughter and the mom wanted to do the reality show, and she was an artist. She liked to paint handbags.
Something.
Yes. Oh, so weird. That was so weird.
Yeah.
And Clint Eastwood was so uncomfortable in the few moments that he was on that show.
Oh my gosh, woof.
Yeah. Well, I know.
I hope that movie is going to be good, The Mule.
You know, I have no idea what the reviews are. I just found out that it was a movie yesterday, scrolling through Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. I was like, oh, look, there's Clint with a new holiday movie. For the kids here, Post Malone, he released a second round of his collaboration with Crocs. I'm sorry to say that they sold out in less than 10 minutes.
Yep. People want these.
Yeah. Yes, they do. So limited edition.
Let them have them.
They're $59.99.
Not like you checked or anything.
They're too much. I looked at them yesterday.
You could do a craft project with these.
I could. I was thinking I would buy these for my kids.
You should buy it in a similar color and then totally craft them up.
That'd be funny.
Look, kids, I got you the exclusive Post Malone Crocs.
First of all, they would never wear Crocs anyway. And then if they knew that they were fake.
Yeah.
Post Malone ones, yeah. I'm sorry, they would just be like,
I think you get
what
him
a waste of time.
I think you
can
get him to buy fall for it, though.
You think so?
I do.
Probably. You know, I've been kind of tempted to buy Crocs. Just they're wearing.
Can
in
I just
and out,
tell you?
Please.
They're so comfortable.
I know. Yeah.
I wear them around the house sometimes, and I've got a furry pair that I wear and get the paper and things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe.
Lori would never be caught dead in a pair if I remember, but then I think you bought a rubber pair once. Didn't you buy an
I bought
heel?
A rubber
sandal looking one.
Thong. Croc.
Yeah.
But it had these ridges on the bottom that irritated the bottom of my feet. I didn't like those bumps.
Oh, yeah.
But they're good for gardening and stuff.
Well, right.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're nice just place for rubber no shoes. Running when, you
it's
know.
Called a barn and a garden.
You know, everyone
walking
has.
Out to the garbage.
Exactly. Now, I know that you guys were talking about Milo Ventimiglia in the last segment because he's co-starring with Jennifer Lopez and Leah Remini in the movie Second Act. Well, he's doing interviews for that movie, and he said that he almost quit acting because he could not get a job for an entire calendar year.
That was after Heroes.
Yes. Remember Heroes, the superhero show about 10, 15 years ago on NBC?
Hayden Panettiere, wasn't she one of the heroes?
She was in it. Like, because he was hot when he left Gilmore Girls, you know, and he did a couple things, but it was after Heroes, I think, is the time frame he's talking about.
Yeah, he said that was back in the Heroes day. I did not work for one calendar year, one entire year. He said I couldn't get a job, and that was around 2010, and he said he was ready to go to Italy and cash in on his European passport and work on a farm because he just couldn't find the work because that show burned so hot for that first
season. It did. And then it was so cold.
Yeah.
Well,
I watched
it
the first year and then I was just like,
yeah, the first year was great and then it got weird and then, you know, poor Milo, but now he's been nominated for 2 Emmys for This Is Us, starring in a Jennifer Lopez movie.
I am so hoping that they get nominated for SAG Awards.
Oh my gosh, yes.
If they did not get nominated for a SAG Award, I would be completely shocked for Best
Ensemble
Cast.
I will pick up Julia and throw her like a javelin at, at Milo Ventimiglia to get his attention.
She would.
I mean,
she
we
would. I'm
got...
not eating. I'm starting my javelin weight training practice.
Are we going to tape your arms to your side?
Pretty much. I'm going to wear a really pointy hat.
No, he needs to meet us.
He has
because
to meet us.
Because we have been fans since Gilmore Girls.
That's right.
Yep.
He was my favorite boyfriend that Rory had.
My Karnak the Magnificent prediction right now is that Lori and Julia, you are going to meet Milo Ventimiglia on the red carpet of the SAG Awards. Okay. He's going to smile at you. You're going to have a moment. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, thank you. Everyone start thinking that. All right, listen. When we come back, what do we got? Oh, yeah, we got traffic from Holly right now.
Yeah,
yes,
and then
we're
doing a little study of die after that. All right, my 94 eastbound, let's go. St. Paul Selling Avenue, look out for a crash there. 35 W southbound, also near Burns.
Feeling so high, but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Name in the sky, does it ever get lonely? Thinking you could live without me. Thinking you could live without me.
We'll listen to this. So here's the study. Female-led movies earn more than the ones starring men.
Yeah, I saw that today. Yeah
this study was done by CAA, Creative Arts Agency. Okay, I bet it was done at somehow the behest of maybe the Time's Up movement.
Okay.
For someone to do the number crunching, because someone does number crunching for things like highest paid actor per word. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Jack Nicholson and they do that kind of
person,
stuff.
Yeah.
Person paid the most money that loses the most at the box.
Right.
Okay, and we know that this year has been a strong movie year for
women.
Movies led by women.
Yes.
Ocean's 8, Crazy Rich Asians, you know, blah, blah, blah. So CAA did the study, okay? And the digital strategies that they looked at, look at the top movies from 2014 to 2017.
Okay.
That was the assignment, starring women. And that what they found is that from those, in those 3 years, the movies starring women earn more than those led by their male counterparts. This is probably part of Time's Up thing to get Hollywood to pay attention by crunching numbers in a direction that they'll pay attention to.
But I feel like Laura Dern or someone started something years ago, like you said, 2014, I think was the starting point that someone started doing something to an initiative to get women.
Gina Davis has always been looking at kind of a number crunching of how much representation
women have in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so here's they found. Across the board, for movies that were made for less than $10 million, which is considered an independent film.
Okay.
And for movies over $100 million, which are considered blockbusters. Okay. And that movies starring women, plain and simple, from the number crunching, are good for business. I mean, we did not need a survey to tell us that, but.
No, but okay.
Okay.
But I'm glad there is one.
Yeah. So, I mean, Wonder Woman, that was another one. You know, A Simple Favor with Blake Lively. And
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, that movie is good.
I know you loved it. I know.
That movie is good. And so, A Star is Born, Mamma Mia.
Those were all big hits.
A lot of big movies this year were very female centric, and they made bank. And it's even female driven rom-coms like To All the Boys I've Loved Before, Set It Up, Sierra Burgess is a Loser. These movies are showing people want to watch movies about women. I give you Dumpling this past weekend,
which is just delightful.
No matter the platform.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so CAA's study also found that movies that pass what they call the Bechdel test. B-E-C-H-D-E-L, Bechdel.
Don't know what that
is. I'll give it
to
German.
She's going to tell you.
Okay.
It measures where two female characters have a conversation about something other than a dude.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a measurement, a test, the Bechdel. It outperformed those that failed it. In spite of this, women accounted for only around a quarter of the sole protagonists in the top 2017 movies and only played a third of major characters. So Hollywood needs to listen to, and I think they will, get the, I mean, women are good for business and women are meaning business. And just look at all the producing that's going on. Even Jennifer Aniston in her Elle interview, which I finally read, one of the things she says in it is that
it just came out yesterday. You said I finally read it. You read everything right away.
Well, actually, excerpts came out online on Friday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The pressure.
But one of the things she said is that she's using her capital that she has to make movies that she wants to see and she wants to do.
And
that capital is her capital.
Yeah.
Her money. She's got enough money so that she's doing like what the guys have been doing.
Right.
And
forever.
Saying, forever, but actually having it. So anyway, I mean,
this is just great news for us because I love all these movies that have come out. I love that people, you know, all the great books that we read and they're making them into movies. I mean, it's only good news.
Yeah.
And they just need to up the female director. There needs to be more female directors.
But the
directors.
Fact that they're looking at the numbers
and
that plain and simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is maybe they're finding out what the travel industry is always known. And women make the travel decisions.
Women make the movie decisions.
Yeah. Okay. Now here's
one. Women make a lot of decisions.
Speaking of travel, listen to this. This is from the travel desk at the Star Tribune, Carrie Westenberg.
Okay.
This is from research from the U.S. Department of Education. Parents, there's a good reason for giving the gift of vacation to your kids. It fuels their brains. Neuroscientists and psychologists have begun to explore why travel is so enriching. And it has to do with what they call neuroplasticity, the ability of the brain to form new pathways down synapses. Now, my study is travel is good for everybody.
It is. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how far away you go, if it's
how
a road
old
trip,
you are,
what your age is,
how
where
much
you go. It's just getting out of your routine. But all the novelties of travel, whether it's just, it can be a view from your car cresting, you know, a hillside or something, all of that. Or frolicking on a beach, if you're lucky enough to do that. It puts new sights, builds your brain.
I love this.
Okay. And family trips fuel more than expanded brain networks ever realized. Because at Washington State University, the neuroscientist that was doing the study there unwrapped two key brain systems. One, they just simply call play.
Okay.
And one called seek. So, like, let's say you explore a new beach together, or you drive up to Duluth and you skip rocks down at Brayton Beach, you're exercising your seek system. Your brain's going. Then maybe
I wonder what that is in relationship to the hippocampus.
Well, it's getting there. Yeah. But maybe
that was our conversation the other day.
Yeah, maybe you push someone down, or you start a snowball fight, or you make a snow angel, or you push someone off into a dock, into the lake, or into a pool. That's the play system that's firing at work. And so when these two systems are activated, both the people involved, and if there are kids or whoever is involved, you feel happy. And everyone who goes on a vacation intrinsically knows this, but they wanted to get it grounded in neuroscience, because the feel-good neurochemicals like dopamine are so enriching, and they last. So
memories.
Yeah, and even if you're just roasting marshmallows or whatever, they said for children, you're making your kids smarter.
I've made mine brilliant.
Yeah. For taking them on trips.
And the weekend and the cabin.
The cabin, and all of that. And it's the play and seek. So it's a great gift for developing brains.
And it's the best family memories. I mean, there's some of our best memories.
Totally agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad is bringing the whole family next December for his 78th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's not sure if he'll be here for his 80th, and he doesn't want us to be just standing around all together for the last time at his funeral. So he is breaking into his vault and actually spending money and taking everyone and their significant others on
he told me about that when I saw him at the fair.
All-inclusive five-star. My dad is a two-star traveler.
This is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. But he's just like, no, I want us to have all of us to have that together.
He's very excited about
it. And I'm like, in that case, can we invite mom? Because she gets along well with you. And he's like, no.
No.
That is a big darn deal.
So anyway, if you're looking for something, maybe give the gift of travel.
It's a great thing to give.
Yeah.
People love
travel. Okay, now here is, I mean, as if 287 Hallmark movies didn't taught us this, but the study of Da is this: falling in love is good for you. It's good for your anxiety. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for mild allergic reactions.
Really?
It's good for a better immune system. Well, remember who always of guys, the ones who live the longest are guys who are that have a partner.
Partner, yeah, that's right.
You don't necessarily have to be married per se, but you've got a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a higher pain threshold. Mm. So, I mean, we've known this. I mean,
we have,
but still, it's a study of Da. It's a good one to know. Yes, it is. All right, and my last one, you can blame your mom if your dating life sucks. We'll get back to that next week.
I'm dying to know why. Come on, that's such a
poor mom.
Stay tuned for next week. You're going to have to dial in on December 18th. All right, listen, we come back, we got some favorite headlines.
On the second day of Christmas, Alexa sent to me two creepy dolls and a south fork in a pear tree.
Well, hey there, little dollies. You two sure look like you love Christmas.
Yes, in fact, we're about to go sleighing.
Yes, tonight we will sleigh.
Santa, see you tomorrow for day three in producer Don's presence.
I wanna raise your spirits.
Everybody, okay, it's Tuesday. We've been productive. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We can start officially, you know, planning the weekend. I'm going to see Bob Seger tomorrow night.
Sold out
show. I had to be in a waiting list. And my brother just told me it's quite a process to get registered for your Michelle Obama.
If
you
want
to
go
to
the,
Register a request for a code as a verified Ticketmaster user. You get an email if you're accepted, and then you're texted a code. My brother said Madonna and you two were easier.
Well, Michelle Obama is behind a lot of this because she wants.
She doesn't want
scalpers getting all these tickets.
I know.
She's very involved in this.
I know. So
but she's coming to Excel.
Excel. Yeah, that's right.
March.
Tickets go on sale.
When do they go on sale?
December 14th. But you better go get on the old horn, as they say in the old days.
Let me just tell you before you get our favorite headline.
Yeah.
So I ordered something from a company. And have been waiting, and I wear my phone on me. I have my headset in, you know, and I'm just waiting online and waiting on, you know, we're busy. We're busy. Yesterday I was on hold for 26 minutes and like 15 seconds.
Wow.
And then just finally was just like done. And then today I was on hold for 45 minutes bent over and I hit disconnect. And I'm just like, wow.
You'll have to tell me off air.
Jacket. It's for a jacket that I'm waiting to get, and I haven't got it yet, but I've been charged. Yeah. So I just am like...
Remember, I got boots for the girl last year, and I didn't look closely where they were from, and they were from someplace in China.
Oh, no,
this
is from...
And weeks for them to get there, and when they came, they came and they were sized for the calves of, like, a seven-year-old.
We couldn't get him on. You're like, maybe you should try these.
No, I it was just like, you do have to watch your sourcing if you're online shopping.
This is
shopping.
A main company. I get that from the company, but that's my gosh.
That's my cautionary. And I was like, that's it. I'm not doing that ever again, going online and doing that. Okay, so favorite headline today is Connie Britton. You know, she's at the top of her game, and she's on the cover of the January issue of Health Magazine, and she just said what her best beauty advice is, and she says, you know what, I'm not super hard on myself, and I allow myself to feel sexy.
Well, that is
can
a
I just
good
say she
mantra.
Is
well,
hot.
She is sexy, yes.
But she's not super hard on herself, and I have always told that to you, and I've always said that. Don't say things about yourself that you wouldn't say to someone else to their face.
Right.
Because there's too much negative talk that women, not all, I mean, there are some guys that will do it.
I guess I never hear a guy say, gosh, I feel kind of fat today.
Yeah, you don't ever hear like gay guys say it.
Well, fine. Okay.
Okay. You know, you will hear a gay man be hard on himself about his looks.
What a terrible.
Don't be super hard on yourself. You have to be patient with yourself. We're always evolving and everyone is growing older.
And which is a good thing.
Yes.
I don't want to be younger.
No.
I like my age. All right, we never talked about this yesterday, and I will say it was nice of Kid Rock to pay off $81,000.
Oh, please. He only did that because Tyler Perry did it, and he got booted from the Nashville Grand Marshal.
I know he did, but I'm giving him credit because a lot of people benefited.
I wish he would have gone to more stores. That would have made me be more happy with Bob. Okay.
You need to cough up more than $81,000.
That's right. Yeah.
I was waiting. Okay.
Right. How about the Time Magazine People of the Year are the Guardians, the journalists under threats. I was so happy about that today.
Yes, I was too.
And the photo they used was Khashoggi, Washington Post. And I
for randoms, was getting all the history on when Time Magazine started doing the Person of the Year.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It was when the very first year of Time, and they had
so
the
that
slow time.
So that is what year?
It's in the 30s?
It's in 30s? The 30s. Wow. It's even, I would think, Donnie, it was even in the late 20s.
Oh, might have been.
Mm-hmm. And then they named, you know, have they had posthumous, or I can't say that word.
Posthumous.
Yeah, or posthumous people.
That's
JFK.
That's after you get rid of your thigh bone.
Your funny bone. And then they had JFK 1 year, but they started it because they needed, it was just a weird time of the year, like December is, and they're weekly. And they needed to put someone on the cover. And they're like, well, what do? We don't have a news story, really. Let's look back at the year and figure out who made an impression.
Do you know who it was?
Who?
Charles Lindbergh.
Yes, that's right. And I did learn that today.
Person of the year.
And then they had Wallace Simpson was on it in the 30s. And they didn't change it to Woman of the Year for her.
Yeah, really?
Because they've had men and women on, but they never changed the name from Man of the Year.
Well, yeah.
It look a little messy.
Now they call it People of the Year.
Person of the Year. But they just recently changed that.
Yes,
it was always Man of the Year.
About that.
And the one
you're
year
right.
they had the computer was the Person of the Year. Remember that year?
Mm-hmm. And the one year we were, all the people.
Yeah. It was a picture of a mirror.
Yeah.
It's you.
It's kind of an interesting, I guess, thing. Now tell me, when I looked at the photo of Drake, of him doing a Kim Kardashian abs selfie in the bathroom.
Desperate. Why
is
he desperate?
I didn't so much notice his abs. I was like really trying to figure out, is that his bathroom at his house or his hotel?
It's a hotel.
I don't know why I'm not like, you know, why you normally I'm a sucker for abs and I'm a sucker for a man with no shirt on.
Because but when, I feel famous people don't need to do these for us to like them.
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel asexual towards Drake.
I always have felt asexual to him. I'm with you 100% yeah. Because he's kind of
boring.
Yeah. But his music's great. Yeah.
No, I know. But as a person, he seems boring. I don't.
Lori, I am. That is such a.
Interesting.
I have no wood for Drake.
Zero.
Zero.
I could even go negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you
but
there.
But he's got abs in this selfie. I'm just
saying.
Well,
that's because he got thick last year, and I think that's why he wanted to show us those.
And just so you know, Saoirse Ronan, who we're going to see in Mary, Queen of Scots, when that opens in a couple weeks.
No, this week.
Oh, this week? It's this Friday?
I think it's this Friday.
She's dating the guy.
She's dating her co-star.
I know, which I even love more.
Jack Lowden.
Got it.
Yeah. On-set romance happens. So we like that.
I love that. We don't know who is going to take over the Oscars, if anyone.
Someone will. Let.
It's a lot of pressure for not a lot of reward.
Let Melissa McCarthy and Wanda Sykes. I have solved it for them. I wish someone was listening to me.
They are listening. Hello?
I don't think they
Hello,
really
is
are
anyone listening?
Papa, can you hear me?
Yeah.
By the way, you know, we posted the, the Duchess of Sussex, you know, with her.
Holding her football baby.
And shocking the world with.
Her black nail
Lincoln
polish.
Lincoln Park after dark nail polish.
Can't believe it.
OPI. How about this one, though? Chrissy Teigen weighs herself 3 times a day, but wasn't as happy thinner. What in the hell?
What?
Why would she weigh
herself? Why would you weigh yourself three times a day? That's being hard on yourself.
A little OCD-ish.
Yeah. Well, come on. That's a terrible thing to do. I try not to do it ever.
I know.
When I go to the doctor, I shut my eyes and tell him not to tell me.
Yes. And Donnie, my request for tomorrow, it's a day late, but last night in Paris, the premiere of Mary Poppins premiere, Emily Blunt was wearing zoo hair. Marad, so okay. I think everyone would enjoy seeing that photo.
Alrighty.
And maybe, though, check tomorrow morning if tonight is in London and see what she's wearing there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that movie is supposed to be perfectly perfect. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is covering the January issue of Vanity Fair. And they made it be a brown background. I do not like this new editor at Vanity Fair. Who puts a brown background on
brown
a magazine?
Brown is an ugly color.
It is
a
poop brown.
I don't like that at all.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda is balancing on ladders in a suit, looking really rather cute. But why would you, January? Health Magazine put Connie Britton with her beautiful hair and a peachy background. And you know what I mean? It's like, this is the hard issue to sell. There's no advertising in it. No one wants to be brown. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really going off on a tangent about Vanity Fair.
But I'm very happy about it because there's a lot of new editors out there, Lori. There's Vanity Fair. You've got the
Glamour is shuttered and folded up ever since that terrible font they made.
I don't mind it like you mind it.
Julia, the magazine is gone.
Yeah. It is not.
Online. Yes, they're only online.
Glamour?
Yes. Glamour. Yes. That happened when you were gone.
Oh, right. No, that's terrible.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow at InVision in the North Loop across from Red Rabbit. It's the Santa stop.